Dr. Schnitt, continuing with the pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Gerald Dallin, D-O-W-L-I-N, this goes to Matt Williams. On 11/9/22, Mr. Dallin performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the only bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 5/18/22, there's been no significant change period. To paragraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, 6-minute walk test on Patricia Gabbard. This goes to Catherine Ward on 11/9/22. Mrs. Gabbard performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 98% period. Patient achieved 365 meters in 6 minutes. Saturation was 97% at the end of the walk. Period of paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry on Pamela Johnson. This goes to Katie Johnson, comma, PA. On 11/9/22, Mrs. Johnson performed pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired. There's a moderate impairment in flow rates, period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators. Compared to a prior study dated 5/10/22, there's been no significant change, period. The air velocity index on the current study was less than 1, and the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8. Period of paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Pamela Johnson. This goes to Katie Johnson, comma, PA. On 11/9/22, Mrs. Johnson performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, room air saturation was 95% period. After walking 490 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 97% period. A paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on Susan Dunn, D-U-N-N-E. This goes to Dr. Tai. On 11/9/22, Mrs. Dunn performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, your room air saturation was 98% period. The patient achieved 421 meters in 6 minutes, and at the end of the study, the saturation was 88% period. A paragraph impression, minimal exercise intolerance without significant demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a 6-minute walk test on John Augusta, A-G-O-S-T-A. This goes to Jason Honecker, comma, PA. On 11/9/22, Mr. Augusta performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, room air saturation was 99% period. The patient stopped the study at 2 minutes and 57 seconds when his saturation dropped to 87% period. He recovered spontaneously, resumed his study, and achieved 326 meters in 6 minutes. And at the end of the study, saturation was 97% period. In the paragraph, impression, moderate exercise intolerance without significant demonstrable hypoxemia. Thank you.